but you can't make Yibum. The Chura he holds why? Because the second Kedushin, like, was not Chal, since she was Mekadesha when she was the Katana, since she's the Katana, the Kedushin was not Chal, even though later you still live with her, we say a Svar when you boil her, Al Das, Kedushin or Rishayna. And the Kedushin or Rishayna was only the Rabbanin, therefore the law is you can only give Chalitza, not Yibum. Now, Bohoch, over here, the Katoyis Ishakas Dami. It's like you made a mistake with one wife. Oh, please, it still is a Machlekis here. Because what's the Pshana Tanakamra over here? True, the husband remarried her when she was a Katana. And at that time, when he made the Kedushin with her, it's only Chal Midi Rabbanin. Because even though the girl has a father, but since the father married her off once, and the husband gave her a get already once, so now the father has no right to remarry her. So when they remarried, it's only Midi Rabbanin. And now the Tanakamra says, though, but when she grows up, and he lives with her, the Bia now was not a Bia Manas, the first Kedushin, but it's like a new Bia. So you see, with one wife, you have new das. Bishas the Bia, you have in mind to do something new. Like here, you have in das to make a new das Kedushin right now. That's why Midi writes, and now the Kedushin is Chal. Therefore, when the husband dies now, there is a Mrs. Yibum. So you see, with one wife, Bishas Bia, you have new thoughts. It's like a new Maisa Kedushin now. It's something new. So Mara says, I'll tell you now, Hosam Nami Bokim Iflugi. Here also it's a different Machlokes. Here the Svaras are like this. Mas Rabba one holds, and Tanakam holds, Adam Yadaya person realizes, Shein Kedushi Katana Klum. At that you remarried her when she was a Katana, you know it, Yisoni Midirais, it's nothing. Soni Midirabonin. Therefore, when she becomes a Gedola and you go to live with her now, it's a Svara of the Goma Rubo Lashem Kedushin. For sure, you're making the beer now Lashem Kedushin. That's the Tanakama Svara. Not the Pshat, you're changing your mind from Bishas Kedushin to Bishas Bia. By Nidorim, where you made a Tanai, Bishas Kedushin, it could be even Bishas Bia, also you still have the same Das, only if it does not have Nidorim. But over here, Bishas Kedushin, she was a Katana, and you knew it, so she couldn't do anything more. So now when she becomes a Gedola, you have Das to live with her, Lamanas, to make this Bia, Shem Kedushin, to make a Kedushin Midiraisa. A person doesn't realize this, that when he was first Mekadesha, even though she was a Katana, he doesn't realize the Kedushin is not Chal Midiraisa. Therefore, V'chiko Bo'al, when he lives with her, even after she becomes a Gedola, his Svari is Adayit that the Kedushin are Rishonim Ko Bo'al. He's only being Bo'al Amanas, the first Kedushin. And since the first Kedushin was only Midirabonin, therefore the Kedushin never becomes Midiraisa. Therefore, Midiraisa, this lady is also with an erva to the other brothers. She's called an Eshes Ach, Shleibim Mokim Yibum. Therefore, the din is you can only make Chalitza, not make Yibum. By quote point, there's no Kashan Rabba. How the Gemara says, Itmanamu, you also learned like Rabba, that Omer Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Ha Mekadish Al Tanai, when you Mekadish your wife on a condition that she does not have any Nidorim. O Baal, even though lady you live with her, you make Nisuyin, Stam, without any conditions, still, the Vrihakol and it's Richa Menoget. Everybody holds, even Rav agrees, in such a case, you would not have to give a get. Where is the Machlokes? Like we had before, only with one wife, Kain Shtein Oshim. When you gave her a get, and then you remarried her, there Rav says, since you're remarrying her now, it's like a new Maisa Kedushin, you're not thinking about the first Tanai you made. For it's not a new Maisa Kedushin, you didn't give her a get in between, it's the same wife. Even though you did not speak out any conditions of the Shas Nisuyin, still we say, Al Manas Das Al Tanai Rishayna Yabola, and therefore if she has Nadarim later, it's then a Tzricha Menoget. The Kedushin is not Chal. This the Gemara says, Eisvei Ravacha Breda Ravika Barachte. He has to cash like this. That Allah Riyan and Gemara Yavom is Chalitza Mutas Ksheira. If you make a Chalitza and there's a mistake there, still the Chalitza still Ksheira is still a good Kshira. It's still a Ksheira, it's Kosher. Now, Ezo hi chalitza matas, what's called they made a mistake, b'shas they made chalitza? Somewhere Rosh Lakish says, kol shoy maloi cholatz lo, if they tell like the Yavam, the man, go make chalitza now with your Yavama, with her, or the kachata kainza, and you should know that by doing this chalitza, that's the way you're going to marry her. They tell the Yavam, that's the pshat. So the kid, he has no das to make chalitza, really he has in mind to make yibum. So that's called the good chalitza, still the chalitza is chal. This Gemara says, no, that's not true. Amar Rabbi Yechanan says, no, I learned that the locher is by chalitza. Bein shin is kavanu, if the man had kavanah, of loin is kavanahi. But she did not have kavanah to make chalitza. Bein shin is kavanahi, where she had kavanah, of loin is kavanahu. But he did not have in mind to make chalitza. The locher is chalitza psula. In both cases, the chalitza is no good. Ad she is kavnu shneim, but to both of them have to have kavana to make the chalitza. So you see, for chalitza you have to have kavana. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have in mind to make chalitza. For yato matach litzosik sheiron, you're going to tell me now in such a case where the Yavam thinks that they're making chalitza, really is doing a maisi yibum. He thinks he's marrying her this way. He doesn't realize he's doing a chalitza. He thinks he's doing a maisi yibum. You want to tell me chalitza kshera? Havada, that can't be pshat in chalitza mutas is kshera. All right, turn over. So Gemara says like this. Elo Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says like this. Kol shoyim aloi cholutz lo amana shetitin lecho masayim zuz. When the Yovah makes a tanai in the chalitza, or else kol shoyim aloi, forget, we tell him, you make chalitza, and he can even make a tanai amana that she's going to give you 200. In other words, he doesn't want to make chalitza. So we like force him, we talk him into make a chalitza, we tell him, you make chalitza, make a condition if you want, make a tanai amana that she has to give you $200. Still, if he makes chalitza, the chalitza is kshera. Alma, what do we see? Even the Yovid Maisa, even though the Yovid made a condition that he's only making the chalitza almanas that she gives him $200, even though later she does not give him $200, still the chalitza is chal. So what's the svara? That even the Yovid Maisa, as soon as he does an action, achuli achlel tanai, he like overlooks the tanai, the condition that he made. So who the same thing? Even though you mekadesh your wife with the condition that she does not have nedarim, but later when you live with her, you do a maisa with her, havada should be rav svar to say that you're overlooking the tanai, since you're doing a maisa, just like you have a chalitza. The havamina is, at the time when you do chalitza, you overlook the condition, and you have in mind now to make a good chalitza, even though she's not going to give you the money. Tomorrow says, no, I tell you, so chur hochinam here also. Keeping the ball, when you live with your wife, stam, you make the nesuin stam, achuli achla lil tanai, should be a kashan rabbah, and the pshan rab should be, that even though you're makadisha with the tanai, if you make the nesuin the be a stam, it should also be, you're like, moichel, you're overlooking the tanai, the kedushin should be chal. So chur to kashan rabbah. Tomorrow says, no, omalei bar be rav. Sharp the comrade, like, are you saying good? Like, what kind of question is this? Michti, let's see. The reason why chalitza matas is kshera is because the tanoim does not help at all by chalitza. You can't make conditions by chalitza. Michti, let's see. Kol tanoim hecha gamrina. Where do we learn out hecha tanoim from? Mi tanai b'nei god b'nei ruven. From b'nei god b'nei ruven. So the klal is like this. Tanai diyev shalikiyum aydei shliach. A tanai that you could do through a shliach. Kihosam, just like Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, heavy Tanai, that's called a good Tanai. But Tanai, the Layesh Lekium, Ide Shliach, Kihosam, a Tanai that you can't make Ide Shliach, like it was made over there by Moshe, with Yeshua, is Lehevi Tanai, it's not called a good Tanai. So that's why Chalitza, since you can't make a Shliach, to make a Tanai, to make Chalitza. The Yavim himself and the Yavim himself have to make the Chalitza, therefore it is Yisoid, no Tanoim help by Chalitza. Ragashi says, Mashenkin by Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, Kiyosim Shrei Moshe Tzibul Yeshua, Losses Lenas Oretz, Shrei Shluch Hashem Moshe, that Yeshua over there was a Shliach to give Eretz Yisrael to the Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain. So there the Tanoim help conditions help, since it's Efshai de Shliach. But here Chalitza, since the Loch of a Chalitza is the Yavim can't make a Shliach, he himself has to make the Chalitza with the Yavamah. So something that you can't make a shliach is such a strong thing that they have to do it. They're not like a bailer, they're not an owner, they're not like the owner on this action. Therefore, they can't put conditions in the action. Only something that you're like an owner on it, that you can make a shliach, you're a bailer on it, so you could also put a condition about the action. But something that you're not an owner, you can't make a shliach, who are then you can't make tanoim. So therefore, you made the chalitza. But what happened? You made a condition, you don't want it to be chal, if she doesn't give you 200. Halacha is by chalitza, since it's not shaycha, they're shliach, you don't have the power to make it tanai. That's why the halacha is the chalitza is chal. The bashenka, in the case where you make kedushin, where there you can mekadesh your wife with a shliach, therefore, since you could make it tanai, if you made the tanai in the kedushin, then Rav is svari that even though you boil a stam, still the halacha is the kedushin is not chal. Because we say, you made the conditions, and the Kedushin is only Chal Amnash, she's not on the Dorin, she doesn't have the Dorin. But Amnash, she does have the Dorin, you don't want the Kedushin to be Chal. So now the Gemara is the Kasha for Habiya. Rashi says it means Haboyel L'Shem Kedushin. One of the ways you can be Mekadosh and Nishi, you can marry your wife, is by through Biya living with her. So here, the Layef Shalakiyu Maideh Shliach, you can't make a Shliach to live with your wife. There's no kedushin that way. Then still, you can't make a shliach just like the Tanai of Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, the way Moshe Rabbeinu made a shliach Yeshua to give them Eretz Yisrael for Kehavi Tanai. And still, there's a Tanai by kedushin, like we have in the Gemara before. He says he was his boil his wife. Amunas that his father was Nicha, that her father was Nicha. So it says the Tanai is Chal. So here you see, you can make Tanai, you can make conditions, even though something you can't make a shliach. So why do we say by Chalitz you can't make a Tanai? So Gemara says, Hosse Mishum de Isker Shavayis Ladodi. I tell you, by the Biyah, when you Mekadosh your wife with Biyah, the reason why there you can make a Tanai is because there's a Hekesh Havayah of all the ways you can Mekadosh. Like Rashi says, the Pasuk says, "V'hoysul yishacher kol havayis kedushin b'mashma kesef u'shtar biyah." There are three ways you can mekadesh an isha, either with shtar or with biyah with kesef. So just like by kesef or with shtar, you could do it adei shliach hu adin, and therefore there's a tanai by the kedusha shtar and kedusha kesef hu adin the kedusha biyah. Also, you can make a tanai. And portion of the pshat is that you see kedushin is that you're the bailam, you're the owner of it. That's why you see by Kedusha Kesef and by Kedusha Shtar you could make a shliach. So even though Kedusha B you can't make a shliach, that's because the mindset is not shaykh for somebody else to live with your wife. Mashenka, the etzem chaleis Kedushin is called something, you're a bailam, you're an owner over it, therefore you could make conditions in Kedushin even though you're doing it through Biyah. Now, Omar Rav Ula Bar Abba, Omar Ula, Omar Rav Eloza, Omar Rav Eloza, Ha Mekadish B'milva. If somebody is mekadesh his wife with a milva, what the pshat for the milva is, you lent her money a long time ago. So she owes you money, and now you tell her, I'm being meichel, I'll forgive you, you don't have to pay me the money back, and keep it l'shem kedushin. And the locher is, you mekadesh b'milva, the Gemara kedushin says, einu mekadeshes, kedushin is not chal. Because at the time when you lent her the money, it was, she had a right to use it. It's not here anymore. So when you're saying you be meichel now, you're not giving her any money right now, l'shem kedushin. And then Ubal, then you live with her. After you mekadesh with milva, then you make a meister biyah. Who are din al tanai? Let's say you mekadesh with a tanai with conditions that she doesn't have any in the dorm, and it comes out after she did have in the dorm. But Ubal, then you live with her. Or else a pocha neshama pruta. You mekadesh, you make kedushin, you give her money l'shem kedushin kesef, but it's not worth a shava pruta. So all these cases l'chura al the kedushin itself it shouldn't be chal. But Ubal, then you live with her. So, divrei hakol tzricho hemeno get. Everybody agrees over here, you have to give her a get. That the kedushin is chal. And the chordes svori is, like Rav said before, the enodim oisa bilos as nus. Because the person doesn't live with his wife to make it into his nus. Therefore, even though he made tenoim, even though it was mekadosh b'milva, even though it was pachlash of a pruta, but b'shaz biya, he has das now, it should be a good kedushin, that's what he needs to get. So, what's a kash and rabba? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosi bar Abba, Omer Rav Menachem, Omer Rav Ami, Ha Mekadish Bepochon Shav Pruta, Ubal Tzricha Meno Get. He only says only this one case. When you first Mekadish her, you give a lesson to Shav Pruta, and then the husband lives with her, then we say, B'shaz B'ya, he has done that to make Kedushin, so lady does have to give her Get. Why, Bohu Deloy Toy. If, like people, don't make a mistake. Everybody knows that lesson to Shav Pruta, Kedushin is not Chal. So therefore, when you live with a later, you have in mind now, like, to make a new Ma'isa Kedushin. But in the first cases, then he argues and says that if you Mekadosh her on a Tanai, or if you Mekadosh B'milva, people, like, make mistakes to think that the Kedushin is still the way they first made it, and even though they have a B'ya later, they don't have in mind to make a new Ma'isa Kedushin later. Therefore, the Kedushin is not Chal. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, Omer Rav Kana Mishmei Dula. Ha mekadesh ala tanai. If somebody is mekadesh his wife, he makes kedushin with a condition. Let's say a menashe doesn't have any nedarim, ubal, and then he lives with her. L'mamash makon sostam. Halacha tzricha menu get. You have to give her get. Chur is like Rav's halacha. So we say since you had bia, you live with her. So even though she has nedarim, b'shas bia like you like meichel, you overlook the tanoim. It's tzricha menu get. Moran says for your ma'isa there was a ma'isa. And the chum just didn't want to say the kedushin is not chal. In other words, a case like this happened that a man was mekadesh's wife with the condition amunah she doesn't have nedarim, and then later he was boiled her, and later we found out she does have nedarim. So
So Mashbe Chum also held we don't have the right to let it go without a get, but rather the svar is like Rav holds that we do need a get. So Gemara says La'afuke mehay tana. This goes against opposite than this tana. The Omer of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk says v'hi lo nisposha asura. If she was not forced, if a man lives with an anxious ish and she was not forced, she becomes also, she's like a soita, she's also to her husband. On this posa, mashma, if she was forced to do it, then muteris, then she's muta to her husband. By Neshis Yisrael, if she was forced to live with a man, she's still muta to her husband. But v'yeshlo chacheret is another case, sha'afa pish loinis posh, even though she was not forced, still muteris till she's muta. Where's the case? V'yeza zu, where is this the case? She'ekid shekudushe tois. And a case where a man was mekadeshom, al menashe doesn't have any nedarim. And later we find out that she does have nedarim. So in this case, the kedushin like is not chal. Therefore, if somebody else lives with her, she does not become also to her first husband because she wasn't married to him. She doesn't have a din hs ish. Therefore, if she wants to remarry him later, she's mutter to him. And here the price says, Rabbi Shmuel holds, shafilu b'no mukavak seifa. Even if she has children already. So mashma clearly, even though they live together, still we say what? The kedushin is not chal? So here you see clearly, since he was Mekadisha on a Tanai that she doesn't have Nadarim, even though later he lived with her, still we say if we find out later that she does have Nadarim, the Kedushin is not Chal. Therefore, if another man lives with her, she doesn't become Asa to anybody. She's not like a Saita, even though she had children. So this time is not like the Svar we just said before. It's not like Rav. And it says what?